Welcome to the Underrepresented in Tech podcast, where we talk about issues in underrepresentation and have difficult conversations. Underrepresented in Tech is a free database with the goal of helping people find new opportunities in WordPress and tech. Hello, Sama.
Hello, Michelle.
And happy Black History Month. How are you?
Happy Black History Month to you too. I'm good. Getting mentally and physically ready for WordCamp Asia.
Same. I got my suitcase out of the closet last night, so I'm on my way.
You're one head step. For me, I'm just like still in my brain. I will do it in the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready for WordCamp Asia. I'm happy I'm going to see you there. I'm
going to
see a lot of people, a lot of WordPress amazing people, and see the Asian community. So I'm really happy about it. Yeah.
I hope you're prepared for an uncomfortably long hug because I am not going to let go once I hug
me
you.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
Love it. Well, just so people understand, like, we will not be recording next week or the week after, and I think the week after that. So I think it's going to be a few weeks hiatus before we're back. And it is Black History Month. And so we did want to make sure that during Black History Month, on a podcast about underrepresentation and technology, that we pay homage to the people in the Black community who have contributed enormously. And even the people who, let's face it, people who don't contribute enormously are contributing. But we did a little bit of research. We found some articles. We will put links to all the articles that I found, not even just the ones we're going to read today, in the show notes, so that you also, dear listener, I love saying dear listener, it makes me feel like Dear Abby or something. So you also, dear listener, can do a little bit of research and find even more people than we're able to fit into one podcast today. But first, I want to give a shout out, if you'll allow me, to Black Press, which is a WordPress group for Black WordPressers around the world, and who have a very special community for Black WordPressers and their allies. I am very honored to be in that Slack channel with them and be somebody who can contribute positively by sharing opportunities in that group. And the founders, I think, I'm trying to remember, I'm not going to say names because I'm going to mess up for sure, but the founders who have since handed those reins to other people who have taken up those reins and eventually will hand over those reins to other people in the future, for sure, do a great job of pulling that community together. So this episode, if you'll allow me to say this, Sama, is dedicated to those fine people who are doing everything that they can to make sure that there is representation for the Black community in WordPress. So shout out to all of you. So I found, like, all I had to do was type in Black people, technology, enter. And I came up with so many things that I didn't have any idea. First of all, I didn't know who had invented some of these things. I didn't even ever think about beforehand because it's not something that's part of my everyday usage. But when you hear that people who are typically underrepresented keep bringing to the table all these amazing ideas and moving forward, in spite of the fact that oftentimes they aren't recognized either within their own timeline or financially, that kind of thing, for the work that they do, I think is pretty cool. So, I wanted to start just this. I'm just going to read a list of things just to kind of give you an idea, dear reader, because Sama's already seen it, of some of the things that have been invented. I'm just going to read a list, and then we're going to go a little more in depth into another list that we found specifically about some more, I think, recent technology. But so let me just start this way. In 1812, it's a long time ago, Thomas Jennings invented dry cleaning. How cool is that? In 1872, Elijah McCoy invented the automatic lubricator for things that would to do with steam engines and locomotives and ships. 1885, Sarah Good, or Goody, it's G-O-O-D-E, I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Sarah Goody invented the folding bed, which is pretty cool, right? So, like, makes more room in your house. 1886, John Parker invented the tobacco press. 1891, Philip Downing invented the street letterbox, so you could actually not have to go into the post office. You could just drop your stuff off. In 1923, Garrett Morgan invented the traffic light, which now we have all over the world. 1928, Marjorie Joyner invented the wave machine, which is specifically for treating black hair and creating those waves that they put in their hair, especially back in the 1920s, right? Like I think about all the flappers and the really cool hairstyles there. 1919, Alice Parker improved central heating systems. 1928, Augustus Jackson became the father of ice cream. I mean, if I'm going to give a shout out to anybody, it's the guy who
In
was
the
the father of ice cream.
gazette.
1966, Marie Van Britten Brown invented the first home security system. Shout out to her, keeping us all safe. 1969, George Carruthers invented the ultraviolet spectrograph. I don't even know what that is. I probably don't have one in my house, but that's kind of, it's actually used by NASA
Yeah.
for in flight to capture images. So I definitely don't have one in my house, but that's pretty cool. And in 1986, Patricia Bath invented the laser phaco probe. I don't know what it is. Let me see. What does it do? Oh, she studied blindness and found that African
Wow.
Americans are twice as likely to suffer from blindness than other racial groups. And she began working on her invention, which uses laser technology to provide painless and precision treatment of cataracts. Very cool.
Wow, that's awesome. That's super great.
It's very awesome for sure. Yeah. And then I also like I wanted to talk about this movie that's been recommended. Like, what year did it come out? It came out in 2016. It's been a little while.
Yeah.
Called Hidden Figures. And if you aren't familiar with it, if you haven't seen it, highly recommend this movie. I've probably seen it six times. Love this movie. And it's a movie about women, specifically black women, who were instrumental as human calculators. This is before they brought in, machine calculating, to who were calculating for NASA the trajectories and all kinds of things that had to do with space flight. And it specifically centers on one woman, Catherine Goebel, who was instrumental in the space flight for, I believe it said John Glenn. So, I mean, everything. I recently saw part of the halftime show for the Super Bowl, the football Super Bowl, American football Super Bowl, and there was a very physical representation of the fact that so much of the United States has been built on the backs of Black people in this world, through slavery, through labor, through all of there are prison systems, all of these different things where Black people have been used in a way that was not necessarily fair. Right. I mean, obviously slavery wasn't, but even
Yeah.
today, so many, especially black women, right? We talked about this in other episodes. The wage gap is significant. And so
Yeah.
to look at all of these contributions and know that even technology has been built on the backs of our black predecessors, who've contributed in tremendous ways, it's amazing. And we definitely wanted to pay homage to all of these amazing inventors. So I know that you have a list of things that people want to talk through too. So I'll let you start your
Okay,
list.
good. Yeah, the list that I would love to mention is the 10 Black technology pointers. Of course, apologies if I butcher anybody's name. It's not personal, but it's my Arabic and learning Dutch and English pronunciation. It's
We try.
yeah. The first one is Gerald A. Lawson. If you ever played PlayStation, Xbox, or any other games, he was the one who created the first console that used in the interchangeable allowing
Cartridges,
games to
yeah.
play a variety in those games. So if you're a really big fan of PlayStation, all the time think about Gerald. The next one is Mark Dean, and he was thought to be one of the technology greatest inventors in 1981, and also he was the first one or first the color African American person to join IBM fellow. Would you like to take over, or you want me to
Sure.
continue hearing?
We can go back and forth if you'd like. So
That'd be good.
Dr. Gladys West is next on the list. And if you've ever used GPS, which of course we all have at this point, you can thank Dr. Gladys West. Her mathematical model accurately represented the shape of the Earth, which made GPS possible. But it wasn't until 2018 that she was actually recognized for the important work that she did.
Mark Hanna, if you know Gladiator, Jurassic Park, Terminator 2, and Toy Story, all of those one have something in common. Of course, they have a special effects software designed by Silicon Graphics, the now SGI. A company was co-founded by Mark Hanna. His and his team are responsible for developing the 3D technology that's been used in Hollywood movies.
Very cool. Roy Clay helped launch Hewlett-Packard's computer division in the 1960s and is often referred to as the godfather of Black Silicon Valley. He was instrumental in breaking down barriers for African Americans in tech and recruiting other development and talent that's helped usher in the new wave of Black tech innovators.
Valerie Thomas, from 1964 to 1995, Thomas worked in a variety of in NASA, where she developed real-time computer data system and managed various operation projects and facilities.
Pretty cool. John Henry Thompson is the father of Lingo programming, developing the popular scripting language to help render visuals in computer screens. We all rely on that for sure in the work that we do. Adobe fans can also be grateful that he for his object-oriented programming language, which Adobe embedded into a number of their products.
Marianne R. Crook. Marianne was indicated into Women in the Technology International's Hall of Fame as recognition for her incredible achievements in technology. Currently, VP Engineering at Google. Notably, she holds 135 patents, primarily in voice over internet protocols.
Wow, VoIP. That's pretty cool. 135. I don't have one patent. I have ideas, but no patents. Lisa, I'm gonna probably say this wrong, but Lisa Galobter, if you have a favorite GIF, and I have several favorite GIFs, you can thank Lisa for that, and that you're able to share them. She was integral in the creation of Shockwave, a technology which formed the beginning of web animation. She's also played a key part in the emergence of online video and was part of Hulu's senior launch team. She's since gone on to hold the post of Chief Digital Service Officer with the U.S. Department of Education. Oh gosh, you ended up with the really last one. I think I'll pronounce his,
No.
I'll try to pronounce his name and then you can tell what he did. But Philip, oh, his last name is so long. Philip Emeagwali. Emeagwali. Emeagwali.
He has amazing story. He's forced to drop out at school at just 14 years old. He went back one of the and he became one of the greatest computer pioneers of all time. He studied studying bees as an adult and the construction of the honeycomb inspired Emmanuel to rethink computer processing. In 1989, he created the world's first supercomputer using 65,000 processors and had the capacity to perform 3.1 billion calculations per second.
That's a lot of calculations per second. How do you 2.5 billion per second? Some of the stuff just boggles my mind. Okay, but I have to. So my little side story is I still don't understand how magnetic tape, like cassette tapes that we used to use, can capture my voice and reproduce it. So I am not the person to be inventing things. Looking at blog.launchcode.org/Black History Month, which again will include all of these things, I wanted to call out Dr. Shirley Jackson. She was the first Black woman to earn a PhD from MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. She was also, let's see, she was called away from academia when President Clinton, Bill Clinton, asked her to serve as chair of the Nuclear Regulation Commission, which she did, and then was president of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. And her previous service on the boards of Rutgers and MIT prepared her to lead the charge in transforming Rochester, I'm sorry, Rochester, that's where I live, Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute into a world-class technology research university. There are so many amazing people.
Definitely, there's we can spend I think the next one
Right.
week or the whole month celebrating their achievements in life and we will
Yeah.
still be missing out. And I think it's really amazing opportunity to honor their achievements, even reading about it, talking about it, the struggles they went through, and of course they started to make life easy for us because just they bring the pattern and they are promoting that everyone can do it. And of course I am really happy with this celebration of month. Otherwise, like for people outside United States, we will never know how many great people just help enhance our lives today.
Yeah, there's two other people I just want to call out briefly. Guillaume Bluford Jr. was the first African American to travel into space, and
Wow.
Mae Jemison was the first Black woman to travel into space, where she spent 190 hours, and that was her second career. She had
Wow.
already done a lot at Stanford and was a part of the police corps as a medical officer in Sierra Leone and
Wow.
Liberia. I know, right? Crazy.
Yeah.
She has there's some great quotes if I can share a few of those too. She says, "Don't ever let anyone rob you of your imagination, your creativity, or your curiosity. Never be limited by other people's limited imaginations. And sometimes people have already decided who you are without your story shining through, but be yourself. The world needs you, your imagination, and your solutions. Fear doesn't always have to be a weakness." I love that. It's okay to be afraid and do things anyway, right? Which I think is pretty cool. And she likes to think of ideas as potential energy. I am just inspired by so many people who've done so many things. I think to myself sometimes, I've done a lot in this world, but I've never created any of these kinds of things. Like, I put thoughts and ideas and, I write things, but like,
Yeah.
wouldn't it be fun to like invent something that everybody goes, and the world is so much better because Michelle Frechette invented whatever this thing in my hands is, right?
It's great. And also the thing is because the struggle or the obstacle they have to go through to just to make this happen, and the legacy they left, like me, I also want to have something. Now I'm having this, but I want to create something that make happiness in the world, like to people remember it. And also it is not easy. I think most of them, they started at that time really fighting the stereotypes, fighting the racism. Of course, we're still fighting in it until today, but just compare now and the before, I think it is totally different, of course, but I think just fighting and just giving the best of they can, it's really impressive.
Yeah, I do too. And especially in a time where, and I'm speaking again from my own country, where DEI initiatives have been canceled by our current president,
Yeah.
have been removed, and there are lawsuits right now for so many things, for people being fired from government because those were their jobs, from the president blaming DEI on plane crashes and things like that. It's mind-boggling to look and
Yeah.
see what kinds of innovations and how we have benefited so much from all of these people and more that we've already named on the show. And yet for my government to be saying things that they're saying about DEI right now. And so I just, again, wanted to just really shout out and make sure that people are aware that this country, this world, and the technologies that we use day to day have not just been built by white people. They have
Yeah.
been built by people. And and not just white and black people. Of course, there's more than that. But this being Black History Month,
Definitely.
we specifically wanted to call out some of
We
these
want to celebrate
amazing
them.
innovators. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I want to celebrate them because I know it's very difficult times now because with the DEI and a lot of things happening, and of course blaming things on diversity, and the reason because I have common sense. There's people will listen while this month we're celebrating the Black History, and at the same time it's really important to say what all of us diversity, the diverse group, can bring to the table. Together, unity, we are stronger. We can benefit from our differences, creativity, different way we look at other things, and that is really important to talk during those times. Of course, we I will say never because you never know what's going to happen in Europe.
True, true.
We just let's wait and see.
Yeah.
It's really crazy. Instead of moving forward, looking at our history and learn from it, we are just going backwards. Yeah.
Yeah. So, for all that said, congratulations on all the accomplishments of all these amazing
Yeah.
people. I mean, some of them died a long time ago, especially those that were accomplishing things in the 1800s, and special homage to their memories. And to the people who are innovating now, keep on doing what you're doing. The world needs you, and they need your voice, and they need your ideas and your dreams, to paraphrase Mae Jemison. So thanks for hanging in. This was a really fun, kind of historical episode. It just kind of call out some amazing inventions. And yeah, it's pretty cool. So yeah, thank you. Keep on, carry on, carry on, carry on.
Yes, exactly.
And we'll see you in March with our next episode, which probably will be talking about some of the things that we did in Asia. But if you have ideas for our podcast on ways that underrepresented people can be better represented, we want to hear from you. So go to our website, hit us up in the contact form, DM us anywhere, pull us aside when you see us at an event. We are interested in learning from you. Thank you.
Yeah, and also at the same time, come and find us at WordCamp Asia. I would love to meet
Yeah,
you in person. Yeah.
absolutely. So
Okay.
thank you. All right,
So,
bye.
see you in March. Bye.
If you're interested in using our database, joining us as a guest for an episode, or just want to say hi, go to underrepresentedintech.com. See you next week.